This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, K88IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, May 2nd, 2025. Eric Tachansky, NO3M of Segertown, Pennsylvania, has been issued the first ARRL Worked All States Award for the 630-meter band. He picked up that award at ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut on April 21, 2025. It was the accumulation of years of study, work, and experimentation. Tachansky had a draw to 160 meters early in his ham radio career. He was active in contesting and DXing on top band. When he moved to his current home, he was able to experiment with lower FER operation. When 630 meters opened up to amateur radio use, he got straight to work. It seemed like an unreachable goal at the time, but patience and persistence, as well as gaining more and more of an understanding of the capabilities of the band over the years, proved otherwise, said Tachansky. His transmit antenna system has been a journey in trial, error, and fire. He's a member of what he calls the Hall of Flames. Tachansky said there were several other operators right behind him with WAS almost completed as well. In fact, ARRL Awards branch manager Sharon Taratula just announced that Edward Gray, W0SD of Salem, South Dakota, has been awarded the 630-meter Worked All States second place award. Tachansky currently has a DXCC total of 17 on the band. He plans to contribute technical articles about operating on 630 meters to QEX magazine in the coming months. And all ARRL members have digital access to QEX and three other high-quality publications. You can read more about Tachansky's award at ARRL.org. The clock is ticking down to 2025 Dayton Hamvention. We're just 2 weeks away from the Dayton Hamvention, held May 16th through the 18th in Xenia, Ohio. And ARRL invites all radio amateurs attending Hamvention to stop into our large exhibit area. We'll be located in our usual spot in the Testel Building. And as we all enjoy the peak of Solar Cycle 25, there's never been a better time to step up your radio sport game. The ARRL Radio Sport Forum this year is titled Level Up. It's scheduled for Sunday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. in Forum Room 2. ARRL Radio Sport leaders will share an update on the 2025 contest, award-winning hunting, and other radio sport activities like the International Amateur Radio Union, IARU, 100th Anniversary Activity, and the 2025 ARRL Field Day, which is June 28th through the 29th. Also, you can learn how to find a contest club in your area to get a seat on a winning team. There are many other ARRL-sponsored forums at the Hamvention. Find more information at www.arrl.org/expo and get your tickets for Hamvention at www.hamvention.org. The Heritage CQ Amateur Radio Hall of Fame, created by longtime amateur radio publisher Richard Ross, K2MGA, who is now a silent key, will continue to honor amateur radio operators on a new section of the hamgallery.com website. CQ Magazine ceased publication in October of 2023, and Ross passed away on April 27, 2024, and the change was made with the permission of his widow, Kathy. The Heritage CQ Amateur Radio Hall of Fame honors licensed amateur radio operators and non-licensed individuals who have made significant contributions to amateur radio, their professional careers, or to other aspects of world affairs. A select and diverse group of amateurs will administer the new website and review submissions. The 2025 inductees are Professor Jim Breakall, WA3FET, Angel Vasquez, WP3R, and Wayne Overbeck, PhD, N6NB, Silent Key. The nomination deadline for 2025 has passed, but information can be found on the web at Nomination Process for Heritage CQ Amateur Radio Hall of Fame. The POTA Jedi Council, also known as the Pottstown Area Amateur Radio Club, will be convening in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania on Sunday, May 4th, 2025, to set up a multi-mode Parks on the Air POTA demonstration with characters paying homage to the Star Wars universe. Waltz Kabinski, KB3SBC, the Sith Lord of QRP, low power operating that is, a veteran POTA operator and an organizer of the special event, will lead his band of experienced radio amateurs in showing visitors how POTA can be done, including what kind of equipment equipment you'll need to get started. We want to share our experiences so that other people can get a head start and learn from us so they don't make the same mistakes we made at the beginning, Skavinsky said. Believe me, we all know that going out for the first time can be a nerve-wracking experience. POTA Jedi Council activation begins at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Sunday, May 4th, and will run until about noon. Each of the operators will be on the air for about an hour, solo, so as not to interfere with each other in the confined signal landing and takeoff zone. Visitors can witness each of the operators using multiple modes, single sideband, CW and FT8, to make contacts, and more than 200 contacts are expected. The event will take place rain or shine, and refreshments will be served at the POTA Jedi Council event. The theme is appropriate for the day. May the 4th be with you. More information is at ARRL.org. 100 years ago, in April 1925, ARRL founder Hiram Percy Maxim traveled to Paris to form the International Amateur Radio Union, the IARU. Maxim served as IARU's first president, and ARRL serves as the international secretariat for IARU. 100 years later, IARU delegates gathered in Paris on April 26, 2025, to honor the centennial. ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, ARRL CEO David Minster, NA2AA, and ARR International Affairs Vice President Rod Stafford, W6ROD, participated in the event, representing the International Secretariat. There's been a change in the ARRL's Atlantic Division leadership. Martin J. Marty Pittenger, KB3MXM, has resigned as Vice Director of the ARRL Atlantic Section effective April 28, 2025. Pittenger had been Vice President since January 2023 when he was appointed to the role. He was elected in November of 2023 to a three-year term that began January 1, 2024. Pittenger previously served as Section Manager of the ARRL Maryland DC Section. ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, will appoint a successor to serve the remainder of Pittenger's term, which expires in 2026. ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, is governed by an all-volunteer board of directors. The elections are held for five of the 15 ARRL divisions each year for terms of 3 years. The Granite State Amateur Radio Association recently visited the Latter-day Saints LDS Youth Group in Peterborough, New Hampshire, for a demonstration of ham radio. Club members spent the day sharing their passion for radio technology with over 20 teens and parents. A particularly fun part of the day was teaching Morse code to some of the teens, with many of them learning to spell their names in code, which was a big hit. Also demonstrated was HF, high-frequency radio, giving everyone a taste of long-term distance communication and showing how ham radio can connect people across continents. The teens were also introduced to the concept of Parks on the Air POTA and Summits on the Air SOTA, activities that combine outdoor adventure with radio operation. Several parents and teens eagerly picked up 2-meter handheld transceivers ready to try their hands at local communication. Several amateur radio operators manned the local repeaters, allowing the teens to experience the thrill of making contact with operators from nearby communities. For more information, contact the Granite State Amateur Radio Association. Scouts and Amateur Radio will join together May 3, 2025 to celebrate 100 years at the Camp Lazarus Centennial Celebration. Camp Lazarus, located just north of Delaware, Ohio, was deeded to the Boy Scouts in 1925 and has been home to many Simon Kenton Council programs. As a cooperative effort between Simon Kenton Scouts, Delaware and Franklin County, Ohio, the amateur radio groups, including Franklin County Aries, Delaware County Aries, and the Delaware Amateur Radio Association, and the American Radio Relay League, all amateur radio operators are invited, and the public is also invited, to the open house and centennial celebration. In addition to operational demonstrations of cutting-edge science and technology of amateur radio today, historic artifacts of interest will also be available, and special permission has been received to use the Scouts National Club call sign, KB2SA/8, for the event. Registration for Scouts opens at 8:30 a.m. Pre-registration is encouraged, and events are scheduled from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The registration fee is $25. For more information, visit Camp Lazarus Centennial Celebration, CampLazarusUpcomingEvent.com, on the web. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. I mentioned the ARRL Field Day a bit ago. However, it is never too early to start preparing. In fact, there are some clubs that start preparing right after the end of field day for the next year. I had previously discussed AMSAP field day. For those interested in satellites, this is a really fun time. It seems the new Tevel 2 satellites are not commissioned. Hopefully this will happen by field day, as they will give us 9 more satellites. There are still plenty of satellites operational. For the complete AMSAT field day rules, visit AMSAT.org, click on Events, and then click on AMSAT field day on the satellites. Mark N8 TLV will be operating as VY0SAT in grid EP28 from April 30th at 1840 UTC through May 3rd, 1945 UTC. This is a great time to catch a new grid. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in Radio Sport, more great contests. May 3rd through the 4th, there are 6 contests for you. The 1010 International Spring Contest, that's CW. The Microwave Spring Sprint, CW Phone and Digital. The 7th Call Area QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital. The Indiana QSO Party, CW Phone. The Delaware QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital. And also May 3rd and 4th, the New England QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital. May 5th, the K1USN Slow Speed Test, that's CW. On May 6th, the ICWC Medium Speed Test, CW there as well. May 7th, the A1 Club AWT CW Contest. May 9th, the Weekly RITI Test, RTTY, of course, there. May 10th and the 11th, there are 4 contests for you. The CQM International DX Contest, CW and Phone. The SKCC Weekend Sprintathon, CW. Also on May 10th through the 11th, the 50 MHz Spring Sprint, CW Phone and Digital. And on May 13th, the DARC FT4 Contest. That is, of course, FT4. And remember to visit the ARRL Contest Calendar for more events and information. Upcoming Section State and Division Conventions on May 4th, the Warminster Amateur Radio Club Annual Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Eastern Pennsylvania Section Convention, that's in Bristol, Pennsylvania. On May 10th, the Lincoln Amateur Radio Club, hosting the ARRL Nebraska State Convention, that's in Lincoln, Nebraska. And May 16th through the 18th, the Dayton Hamvention in Xenia, Ohio. And don't forget to search the ARRL Hamfest and Convention database to find events in your area. And find it this week, thanks to the Knox County Amateur Radio Club in Galesville, Illinois, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.